Welcome back here to State Center, Iowa. Trojans fall here tonight to West Marshall Trojans, 27-7. Now being joined by head coach Mike McDermott. Coach, good hard fight game early on. You guys kind of went back and forth a little bit there, but ultimately it was just that run game that was a little bit too much for you to handle tonight.
Yeah, just so big and physical. We knew that coming in, but we really didn't know it until at the end of the game tonight how just big and physical they are. They, you know, that's a big credit to them. They're a great football team, and I'm just so proud of our guys and how they've handled this week. Just been great.
Yeah, early on in the game there, you got into a couple of tough moments. It kind of seemed like you're going to be able to do what you had done all year long with the defense coming up with big plays and big stops. You did get one of those early on to prevent them from going up another score and hanging around there early in that first half and giving yourself a chance.
Yeah, you know, we had to take some shots. We knew that they were going to play ball control. And sooner or later, you know, when you're coming from behind, you've got to take some shots to the end zone. You know, I thought our guys battled all night, but, you know, a big credit to, you know, West Marshall. They handled the game.
Well, first time in a long time that you've been able to even go to the playoffs. You had success at home. They're getting a win over Des Moines Christian. This has to be a season that these guys are going to remember for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. And just big credit to our assistant coaches, you know, and our players. Our 21 seniors, they've led all year. And tonight they did the same thing. You know, they played hard right till the very end. And, you know, I thought they were, you know, great sports considering the circumstances. And just we just came up short.
Yeah, a ton of emotion for these guys out here tonight and a lot of emotion afterwards as well, trying to do what they can to prop each other up and help each other out and push and keep fighting and praying for steel.
Definitely. You know, and that's what they've done all year, though. It's a close-knit group, and that's what it takes to have a good football team. You got to have good team chemistry, and this team, you know, has had great team chemistry.
Yeah, Coach, hats off here on a successful season. We'll look forward to seeing what the future is here for Atlantic football.
Yeah, big thank you, Chris, and thank you to KJN for covering our game tonight. That was great.